What if conviction that you feel is not condemnation, but what if it's really invitation? Paul's tone throughout Romans chapter 2 is firm, but it's not cruel. He's not trying to win an argument, he's trying to rescue souls. Every warning is an act of love. Every exposure of false security is mercy in motion. If conviction stirs when you hear these words in Romans chapter 2, that is not wrath, it's not condemnation, it is grace speaking loudly to you. Hardened hearts feel nothing. Dead consciences do not tremble. So the very fact that truth unsettles you is evidence that God is still calling you. Paul wants us to understand that no amount of privilege, proximity, or moral effort can replace repentance of sin and faith in Christ. But he also wants us to show us this. God delights to save sinners who come honestly. Christ has already absorbed wrath. He has already satisfied justice. He does not wait for reform. He calls for surrender. So you don't clean yourself up to come to Christ. You come to Christ to be made new. And this is not an abstract warning. It is a present invitation. The gospel is not merely information, it is an announcement. God is near, mercy is available, righteousness is offered freely in God's Son. So don't confuse conviction with rejection. Grace often sounds like urgency. If you find yourself in that situation today, pray this. Jesus, help me respond to conviction with faith, not resistance. I come to you as my only hope. Here's two peoples that you can pray for. Brian and Pam Reisner, our missionaries in Romania, and also the Fair Life Word broadcast for the people of Burkina Faso and Ghana.